On this Mission Sunday, thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square from around the world to hear Pope Benedict speak about a day which he said is a strong call to proclaim and bear witness to the gospel.
On the World Mission Sunday, let us turn to him in prayer and approach his throne of grace so that we may receive his mercy and proclaim the gospel of love throughout the world.
The Holy Father referred back to his message written for the occasion, saying he was inspired by an expression from the book of Revelation, "The nations will walk by its light." The light, he explained, is that of God, revealed by the Messiah and reflected on the face of the Church, represented as the New Jerusalem, a wonderful city where the full glory of God is resplendent. He added that it is the light of the gospel that guides people towards the realization of one great family in justice and peace under the fatherhood of one good and merciful God.
Voglio ricordare i missionari e le missionarie, sacerdoti religiosi e religiose e laici volontari.
This Mission Sunday was a day for Pope Benedict to remember those who give their lives every day, such as priests, religious and lay volunteers, all in the name of spreading the gospel, some of whom face, as he put it, hardships, difficulties, and sometimes real persecution. The Pope's thoughts in particular were with missionaries such as Don Roger Rivoletto, a Fide Donum priest recently killed in Brazil. He also recalled Father Michael Sinnott, an Irish Columban missionary kidnapped some days ago in the Philippines and of whom nothing has been heard despite appeals.
Penso tra gli altri a Don Ruggero Ruvoletto, sacerdote Fidei Donum, recentemente ucciso in Brasile, al padre Michael Sinnott, religioso, sequestrato pochi giorni fa nelle Filippine.
Pope Benedict also had a word of thanks for the Pontifical Missions for its valuable service, and he made an appeal to all Christians to share in material and spiritual help for young churches in the world's poorest countries. The Pope's thoughts then turned to the Synod of African Bishops, which is currently taking place here in the Vatican. How could I not but think of what is emerging from the Synod of Bishops for Africa in terms of ultimate sacrifice and love for Christ and his Church, he said, before asking those present in St. Peter's Square to pray for this special assembly. I'm Lydia O'Kane.